Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Malcolm Ballinger getting in the studio here this morning, going to tell you about everything he did over the weekend and what's coming up in our amazing downtown life. Go pick up a Downtown Crowd or a Pensacola Magazine. They've got the new March edition out now. It's called Sophisticated Sanctuary. Lots of awesome pictures of some great layouts and spreads. Hey there, Malcolm, how are you coming in here? I also want to let you know that the Covenant Cares Art of Fashion Parisian Escape is coming up on Thursday, April 4th. It's going to be très chic. Get your tickets to this fashion soiree for a cause that features local boutiques and familiar model faces. Your $100 ticket entry includes entry into the pre-party and the after-party, fashion show, two-drink vouchers, hors d'oeuvres. Invite your friends, pick out your City of Love-inspired outfit, and we'll see you on the runway to support the mission of Covenant Care Foundation. Get more details and tickets at newsradio923.com. Malcolm Ballinger, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good to see you. What did you get into over this past weekend?
I was at the symphony on Saturday night.
Oh, inside and warm, whereas yes. It was a little cold and windy this weekend.
It was great. I was going to say show, but right. Not show, but a great occasion. I think it's to say it was high energy would be an understatement.
Yes.
The last piece, Prokofiev, was lots of dynamic range and drums and boom and just really high energy. So that was exciting.
Yeah. How was the sound? Was it loud?
Yes. Yeah. You couldn't fall asleep.
Right. Exactly.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that many people playing in, the Sanger is a pretty big theater, but still, when you get a big symphony like that really cranking it up, it's very loud.
Well, acoustically, it's such a good auditorium.
Yeah.
Of course, you do need some amplification, but back in the old days, before microphones, it was perfectly, you could hear anywhere in the auditorium because acoustically it's so good. Those old vaudeville houses, that's how they built them.
Yes. And, of course, conductor Peter Rubart, job.
I'd say he probably slept well after on Saturday night because he was really going for it.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize, that don't go to symphonies a lot. The conductor really he or she has to know the music pretty much better than anybody.
Oh, yes.
The ins and outs in every dynamic piece, they have to be right there and they have to be energetic and cue people.
Yeah, and I think many people don't realize that the conductor also is obviously the arbiter in terms of how the music is played. Mm. And so a conductor can put his own stamp, if you like, on a piece of music. But I tell you what was really... really good. I think probably my favorite instrument is a violin. Mm-hmm. They had a gentleman whose name I've forgotten.
William Hagen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who was just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible the talent that we get to see right here in our own backyard, right here at the Sanger.
He played a piece by Bach that unaccompanied. Mm. And, it was, to my ear, to my knowledge, it was perfect.
Perfect, yeah. You mentioned about the directors kind of putting their own spin on it. I mean, they go through this sheet music for months and months, and I've seen directors, conductors before, they'll pick out little sections, and whether it's really staccato or legato, like they like you said, they put their own stamp on it. They want it to sound how they want it, And that's
great. I've listened to many recordings of certain operas, and the music is a little different with every conductor.
Little subtle, yeah.
The great conductors, you can almost tell they put a certain unique stamp on it.
Very nice, yeah. And you've probably listened to them many, many times over and over to where you'll know those little subtle differences.
Yes.
You can hear it. You can pick it out. That's great.
Well, yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it was a wonderful night and enjoyed it no end.
Yeah. Tickets. Do we have any tickets this show?
Well, during the break, I'm going to have to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I ran in and I was a little late anyway. So
yeah, we're coming up on
do my homework.
March 29th is the next match between Evansville and Pensacola. So we'll look and see if we've got any tickets to give away. So stay tuned just in case. And, you know, take notes on what we're talking about because we'll use something as a,
now,
as a trivia question.
Next Monday is it April Fool's Day?
Is it Monday?
I think
April
it's
Fools?
Is it, yeah.
I yep, think it is so, next Monday.
Does that mean that something strange happens?
I don't know. I haven't worked here on an April Fool's
Day
before, so I don't know how they do it around here. I know they had a really cool Christmas party, so I don't know about anything else. I don't know how they celebrate around here, but next April we're already there. April 1st, I can't believe it. And we got Cabaret coming up on April 4th or April 6th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is always a great event.
Yes. I have not been around for one of the cabarets yet. I've not seen any of it. So
you have something to look forward to.
This year's theme is Cabaret, Express Yourself.
I must admit, I'm not one of those that gets dressed up. I just...
Right.
But I'm not a dresser-upper, so
right.
to speak. But many do. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting. It's fun just to people watch.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially the outfits and the makeup.
Yeah. Or in some cases, lack of outfit.
Yes. Yes. A little risque.
Yes, some of them are a little risque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's coming up on April 6th at the Clark Family Cultural Center on Jefferson Street.
So, yes, they are.
PLT. I'll have to go check that out. Yeah, grab the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. March edition is on the shelves now. Also, get a downtown crowd so you can keep up on what's going on in our city and downtown on the weekends. Do you know when the Harlem Globetrotters are coming back to the Pensacola Bay Center? I think it's in April sometime, somebody texted. Let me look
that up. No.
I thought I saw it on the sign at some point. Harlem Globetrotters 2024. Looks like that is going to be April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Yep. And that's going to be Pensacola Bay Center. The 24th is in Tallahassee. 25th is in Gainesville. Wow, they really get around. But the 23rd, Tuesday, April 23rd, is the next time the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be here at the Bay Center. So at 7 p.m.
Before we go to break, do I have a couple of minutes? Well, I need more than a couple of minutes to get on my soapbox, or shall we wait till after?
Let's do a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with
something that's kind of you know, burying my saddle, as
all
they
right.
say.
We'll be right back with the Ballinger Soapbox right after this on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus food digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus food digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation about the Baptist demolition, the old site location, and what's being done there. Also talked about concurrency, why we don't have it, who says they're for it, but then why don't we actually have it in practice. Also talked about that horrific attack in Moscow, of course, over the weekend, as well as jailed American journalist Evan Gerskovich. And talked with Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne about traffic and speed enforcement on Three Mile Bridge. Listen to all of this at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guest is Malcolm Ballinger. Go by and check out ballingerpublishing.com. Pick up a Downtown Crowd or a Pensacola magazine and keep up on what's going on in our lovely Pensacola downtown nightlife and all the events coming up for April. You mentioned you might have a soapbox moment for us, Malcolm.
Well, along that line, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I'm going to mention it again a little bit more forcefully because I think there's a real danger that this is going to get out of hand.
Okay.
I think everybody would agree that downtown has come a long way in the last, well, I've been involved for 22 years, and mm-hmm. I remember how it used to be. It's now a thriving, beautiful place. Lots of people coming downtown, eating on the sidewalks and in the restaurants and enjoying the nightlife. What's become a real problem is the noisy traffic again.
Oh, yeah.
People with, do they take off the silencer or something and create this horrible, horrible noise? And, you know, it's not only at night, it's often during the day too.
Mm-hmm.
But last Wednesday in particular, there was one that was ear shattering as I walked down Palafox Street.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people, please don't do it. It's spoiling the fun for everybody, and ultimately it's going to reflect really badly on downtown.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think I'm going to pursue it with just to see if there's some local ordinance or some way that we can stop this.
Enforce that, yeah.
Yes, and I'm sure there has to be.
Yeah, I've seen reports in other cities on social media, things like that, where people have been cracking down on that. It's been happening for years. And these kits that people buy, and they'll make a Honda Civic, try to make it sound like a race car, yeah, or something, and it's ridiculous.
It's always been a little bit of a problem, and it got very bad for a while, and I know the police cracked down, and it was better, not perfect, but better, and now we're sort of creeping back again, and so if you're one of those people, please don't do it. You're spoiling fun for so many people. It's very difficult to sit on the sidewalk and just have a leisurely drink or a sandwich and with that terrible noise, it just makes it so difficult.
I am looking up. There actually is an ordinance, and I'll do some more reading through here, but it basically says, shall be unlawful for a person to make, cause, allow, or permit to be made any unreasonable loud sound within the geographical boundaries of the county. So that's pretty vague, so might have something there.
So
Article 3, Noise Code of Ordinances. Yeah, we'll do some more digging on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I shall I shall certainly say something to the Downtown Improvement Board and go through channels. But
and what's bad is when they're going by a crowded place, they always have to hit the gas and rev it up and make it even more insanely loud. So I'm there with you. I mean, I've been around loud music and loud things my whole life, but I can't take that, especially when I'm trying to eat. It's just really loud.
Yeah, exactly.
And kids don't like it either. Anything to make your kids scream, right? Like, we all need that.
I just don't know. I just don't know why they do it. Do they get enjoyment out of seeing people cringe at that horrible noise?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that was my soapbox. I don't like to get on there too often, but I do believe this is something, again, that if it's not checked, will become even more of a problem. And it's a problem now, but an even more of a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I'm finding all kinds of ordinances. There's one particular just for motorcycles. This is on any day after sunset or before sunrise.
Oh.
Very, very good. Yeah. Mm.
So on to something more pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hockey game March 30th against
the Evansville Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. Hmm.
That's a pretty cool
name.
See,
that's a cool name. Zap the opposition, the Thunderbolts.
Now is it lightning bolts or what is a thunderbolt?
Well, isn't thunder and lightning connected? Isn't thunder the sound of lightning or something? I'm certainly not knowledgeable about that, but I remember reading somewhere where the two, if there's thunder, there's lightning.
Right.
Or the two go together or some way
connected. Lightning, when the lightning happens, it splits the air molecules, and then when the air molecules slam back together, that's what causes thunder, I think. I think that's
way too complicated.
I'm trying to remember back to elementary school. I cannot. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's how it happens. Lightning causes the sound of the thunder.
I'm sure one of our brainy listeners will know the answer.
Yes, I'll get a long text in here with illustrations and diagrams.
In the meantime, for those of us less versed in those kind of things, mm-hmm. we like a hockey game. And I know our listeners like a hockey game.
Yes.
Evansville Thunderbolts, mm-hmm. March 30th, that is Saturday, 7:05. Four tickets. I always say it, my tickets, great tickets. You have a wonderful time. You have to text in your name and your email address, and therefore I can email them to you. And we didn't even think of a question, did we?
No.
What have we talked about that would be, what event is coming up at PLT or the Clark
Family.
Clark Family Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. April 6th.
What event is
coming up in Pensacola on April 6th?
Is that too difficult?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty common knowledge here. What big event's coming up on April 6th in Pensacola? Here's a hint. It starts with a C. Go ahead and text in
and
your answers. Yep. And give us your full name and your email address, and we'll get you a link to those tickets. First texter in with their full name, email address, and the answer to our question, what event is coming up on April 6th in Pensacola? We will wait for those answers and get to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap it up with Malcolm Ballinger right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guest, Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Pick up an issue of Downtown Crowd or the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine.
And we have a winner.
We do have a winner.
Steve?
Yeah, Stephen. Stephen. Yeah, Stephen.
Stephen, sorry.
Yeah, with a PH. He is going to be taking home 4 tickets. Just wait, hold tight, Stephen, today for an email.
I will send them to you.
Yep,
the only thing I ask is that you have a good time. You stamp your feet, you roar, you wave your arms, particularly when the Ice Flyers score a goal. Just have a good time. That's all I ask.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you won't fit in because everybody else has a good time.
Oh, yeah. When that goal goes down, everybody gets on their feet.
Yes, and you have to learn to do the
whatever that
dance
is.
I would think it's like milking a cow, actually.
Yep. Air milk.
Air milk.
Air milk, yeah. That's the only thing I can think of to describe that. It's like you're milking a cow.
Just work on that and perfect it before you go.
Yes.
Yep. But enjoy, Stephen.
Yes, it's always a good time. Lots of excitement at those games. So.
Oh, it is, I think. It's the best ticket in town in terms of it's not high cost.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of friendly people. Everybody has a lot of community-minded people. We've talked before about the great community events that they do at halftime. I mean, it's just a great time.
Yes. Teddy Bear Night, the Rally Foundation.
Yep. I mean,
they have all kinds of fundraisers. And it all goes to a good cause. It's all a lot of fun, so... Yeah, so congratulations, Stephen. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Malcolm, for being
here.
We'll
see you on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day, maybe.
Maybe I'll fool you.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.